Well, the federal grant scheme sounds like a really great chance to get a cash injection into parts of the country for projects of one sort or another. However, there is some thoughts that maybe it's not being spent the best way we could be spending taxpayers' money. So the Australian National Audit Office are going to be called in to have a look at the way that's being spent. And the gentleman that actually called for this is the Shadow Regional Development Minister, Stephen Jones. And he's going to share his thoughts on that with us this morning. Good morning, Stephen. I guess the grant scheme in itself, I can't imagine you'd be against it, but why are we looking into it now?
Look, I obviously support the Commonwealth Government getting in behind critical community projects that provide either an economic or a social return to a region, particularly disadvantaged regions. Governments of all stripes have done it for decades. If Labor forms government after the next election, we will also have programs aimed at community development. But the important thing, and my criticism with this program, is over $1 billion worth of money has been dispersed by the minister and by this government. No transparency, no application process, no basis on which a community organisation can apply for funds under the Community Development Grants Program. It seems you've got to be in the know and you've got to get the nod and the wink from the minister to be in the running. Now, that's not good enough for $1 billion worth of Commonwealth funds that are being dispersed. Yeah, small grants from a couple of $1,000s to grants of several $1 million have been dispersed under this program.
Yeah, a lot of money being splashed around. I think a couple of things you point up there. Firstly, that T word, transparency, that it should be as transparent as a piece of glad wrap, really. But the other thing there is if there's no how do I apply? Are we eligible? Are we not? Are these some of the things that will be looked at by the National Auditing Office?
We would hope so. I mean, the ANAO, the Audit Office, has in the past published guidelines around best practice, and this program, the way the government has administered this program, fails on just about every count. They say there should be an open, contestable process. Application should be available to all eligible persons, should be done at arm's length from the political process. Now, all of those obligations have failed here. And we've got some really perverse things that have been done. Look, I've had a look up your way at the an organisation known as the Central Coast Group Training. Now, maybe it's doing some good work, but it's not obvious. It's received $2.7 million worth of funding twice now for what appears on the face of it to be a regular real estate development, albeit directed towards group training, but the group training doesn't appear to ever have occurred. So that's one example. I'm sure there are others. I know there are others around the place where something that looks good on paper hasn't actually occurred in practice. And that's on top of the lack of transparency, the lack of openness, the inability for regular members of the community to stick their hand up and say, we want to be considered as a part of this program.
Stephen, I think if we did have that open book policy there, we would be able to look and go, oh, yeah, well, this is happening, that's happening, fair use of funds. And I think they could be doing some fantastic work, but if nobody knows about it, I guess people are going to be very suspicious. So that will be one thing that will be looked at. But I did also notice that over the period of time, the Central Coast received somewhere around $12 million worth of funding, where only $305,000 hit the Hunter. Are we seeing that sort of disparity across other parts of the country? And what do we think is behind that?
Well, that's absolutely what we're seeing, and a very cynical person would say this is blatant pork barrelling. I look at the former Deputy Prime Minister's electorate. $16 million has been granted to that electorate, none to my own here in the Illawarra, just a little over $300,000 to the Hunter where you are. It just doesn't seem to be like there's any equality, and if you remove all the other factors, what you can see here is the government is using it as blatant pork barrelling.
Well, just very quickly before I let you go, Stephen, how long before the audit's going to take place, and how long do we anticipate before we'll get some findings from it?
Well, they're generally pretty prompt on this stuff. I would expect that the audit, they'll have all the terms drafted up and they'll be well underway before Christmas, and we hope that early in the new year they'll publish a report on that. What we don't want to see is this government or a future government repeating the same mistakes.
No, we certainly don't. But wow, that quick, early next year. We'll take a look at it when it comes out in 2018. Thanks for sharing a bit of that with us this morning, Stephen.
Great to be with you.
Yeah, we don't like to see money being wasted, but if there's not enough transparency, we don't know if it's being wasted, and fingers crossed they can get to the bottom of that with the audit. They'll be very busy over the holiday period. That's Stephen Jones, Shadow Regional Development Minister, talking about that federal or the grant, the audit into the federal grant scheme at 2NURFM.